And we just want to welcome each and every one of you. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And if this is your first time at Oasis, we ask you, if you will, just lift your hand so our ushers can get you a card this morning. And we want to just welcome you with a hand clap this morning. We thank you for being here.
Amen.
And we invite you to just enter in to what the Lord has for you today. And God has good things in store for us, doesn't he? He's a good God, and he has good things for us. And before I turn it over to Pastor, I just want to speak a word of blessing over you. So just be ready to receive. Amen. I declare that you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are reigning in life as kings on this earth. I declare you are sanctified, you are consecrated and separated from this world. I declare you are the healed. Jehovah Rapha has taken sickness and disease away from the midst of you. You have a sound mind and body. You are energized, revitalized, transformed, renewed storehouses. Powerhouses for God. The healing power of God continually surrounds you, keeps you, and preserves your entire system. I declare you are redeemed from debt, poverty, and lack. Your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. The blessings of the Lord makes you rich and adds no sorrow with it. I declare you are increasing more and more, and wealth and riches are in your house. You are the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath, the lender and not the borrower. You sow bountifully and you reap bountifully. You reap a bountiful harvest on every seed. I declare everything you put your hands to prospers. I command finances and all resources to come to you now without delay. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places comes to you now. I declare the supernatural word of God is prevailing in every area of your life. You are an overcomer. Yes. You are victorious, and God always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name.
Glory
Give him
God.
A hand clap of praise
Glory to God.
This morning.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Turn over to Pastor.
Praise God. Well, I want to do something that we don't normally do. I want to break up the routine this morning. I want everybody to stand. You know, we used to go around and greet everybody when the service first started. I want us to go around and greet everybody right now.
Amen.
I'm going to do a little different this morning.
Amen.
Shake some hands, hug some necks, tell somebody you love them.
Amen.
Welcome the visitors. They didn't give a visitor card to him. They didn't see it. Yes. They didn't. No one was looking.
Just tell me.
I'm going to. It's been a long time since we've done this.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I thought especially today, everybody's here now. All right, Quincy man. Oh.
Oh. I would have caught you.
No, I'm too heavy to catch.
Amen. Everybody got into it, too. You want to tell about Helen being in the hospital?
Okay.
I'll tell about the fall festival. You don't have to say that. Just say Helen is in room 918 if they'd like to.
Okay.
We like that. I'm telling you what. Now, y'all really got into that. That's the way it should be. Y'all know we are a friendly church. We love each other.
That's Amen. Right. Amen. And before I turn it over to Pastor, I just want to let you all know that Helen Edmonds is in the hospital. She is at the medical center, which is Piedmont now. They've changed the name of it. But she is in room 918. If you would like to send her a card or send her a text or just something to let her know that you're praying for her and that you love her. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
And then I'm going to get Pastor Sharon to come back over here. We've only been doing this a few years. We're new at it.
That's right.
We're going to do neighbor looking time. I know she thought I probably wasn't going to do neighbor looking time because I did that. But now we'll still do it. I want you to look at your neighbor. See, now you've already greeted your neighbor, but now I want you to point your neighbor, look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, and say, I came
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never ever
be the same
again.
In Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, I thank you that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened according to the hope of your calling. I thank you for revelation knowledge. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me deliver this message and Pastor Sharon to deliver this message. And I thank you that we flow together this morning, and I thank you we say exactly what we need to say. And I declare all of us receive exactly what we need to receive. I declare the veil over our eyes is opened and we hear things we've never heard and see things we've never seen from your word, and it drops inside to our spirits today. I thank you that we deliver this word accurately this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to start off by asking y'all a question this morning. How many of y'all, you can raise your hands, how many of y'all have a problem? Okay, I'm looking. Wait. What is going on here? I've got a church full of problems. We all have problems, don't we? Everybody has problems. If you don't currently have a problem, you will have a problem. If you don't currently have one, you've had one. Everybody has problems. Amen? So let's see about the solution for those problems, because any problem that would confront us, God has the solution. Amen? I ask you to get your Bibles and go to Matthew 7, 7 and 8. Glory to God. And this is, I'm reading in the NIV version. Ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Now, problems try to overwhelm us and try to get us into fear, but God has a solution for every one of them. Now, a lot of times people think, well, I'm smart enough to figure out the solution to my problem. Let me tell you, you're not smart enough. You might be a very smart individual, but you're not smart enough to figure out every problem that can be dropped on your doorstep. The truth is, there's some problems that we can't answer in our own mind, even though we think we know how to solve it, but it'll have to be God's way, because it won't, our mind won't be able to fix it. We need God's help, and we have to acknowledge that. Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Now, As we were praying this morning and worshiping the Lord, which was fantastic, by the way, praise and worship, wow. We got over into the Spirit so far this morning. It was wonderful. But something dropped into my spirit that I had heard a while back, and I realized the Holy Spirit was saying, give this today. Give this example. And so I'm going to add it to it today. Y'all know we've talked about, y'all know Jerry Savelle. Y'all know we support that ministry, and he's a great evangelist, goes all over the world. And you've heard us speak of his daughter, Terry Savelle Foy. Well, she mentioned about a problem that she had, and I'd heard about it this week. And she said that her daughter was in a school. It's a, I believe, I want to say it's a private school overseas, but I might be wrong about that. But it's a very expensive private school that she's got her in, you know, higher education. She's really, anyway, the school, people kept coming to her from the school, talking about her daughter, telling her, they're treating your daughter like dirt. And it'd be people that she didn't know anything about, and they're telling her they're harassing her, the people in authority are, and that it just one after another, the parents would come to her and tell her what was going on. She said in all of her time, the whole time that her child has been in school, she's never went to the principal. She's never had a problem ever in any school that she's ever been in. Instead, she, you know, was praying about it because people started speaking into her life. And they said, you need to take these people to court. You need to talk to them and tell them, here's the way it's going to be. You're not going to, you know, do this to my daughter. And so what she did is her and her husband prayed about it, and they decided, let's meet with the principal. Let's talk to him and explain to him what we know has been happening. Not what we think, but what we know, you know, from different ones. And so they did, and the school wouldn't hear it. Said nothing, she's not being persecuted, and there were some other girls that were Christian girls who were also being persecuted because it was about their Christianity. And so she's being spoken to again. People have always got a lot of advice for us. And you know, they might have been through a similar situation or circumstance, but that doesn't mean what they did is going to work for you or me. Because we're all individuals, and it's not one size fits all. God's got a special way of working out our situation. It may be like theirs, but it may not. But anyway, everybody's speaking into her ears about suing the school and suing them and doing this and doing that. And she said, you know, they didn't have any peace over it. She said, so they met with them and said, they're going to leave in peace is what they decided to do. And so they said, we're just going to take her out of the school. We're going to put her in another school, and everything will be fine. They're not going to try to make any kind of, you know, big deal about it because people were telling them to go to the newspapers, everything. Said, no, we're not going to make any kind of squabble about it. So they had a very hefty deposit or whatever of the money that the school owed them. It was $11,000. And the school said, we ain't giving it back. You're leaving the school, so we're going to keep it. Thank you very much. Said her and her husband, especially her husband, was not very happy about their decision. And they weren't either one of them very happy about it. So they went home and said that they prayed about this and prayed about it and prayed about it. And the only thing that they had peace about was leaving peace. Let it go and chalk it up to God. Now God's going to pay it back. The school is undoubtedly not going to pay it back. They got a windfall. Okay, they're going to keep it. Okay, they were cheated. This is a problem, okay? They decided, give this thing to God, and we're going to let God handle it. And so she took on their daily prayer, and she put this, and she put that the enemy had stolen this amount of money, and she said, we're believing for, and she named, it was like seven times the amount of money, I mean, we're going to get back. And she just, you know, she just started, she said every day in their prayer time they went after this. That God was going to, you know, give them retribution. God was going to work it out. Said they did this every day. There's no change going on, nothing. I mean, a little bit of extra money would come in here and a little bit there. And she said, we'd write it down, how much extra would come in. And we'd put it down, a little bit extra would come in from something else. And you know, they were counting all this money toward this. And then she said the gas company called them and said, you know, we had found gas on the property or whatever property beside it or whatever a while back, and we didn't pay everybody what they should have gotten. So there's a check for $50,000 that we owe you to settle our debt with you. They had no idea of it. It was completely out of the blue. Now, you tell me, hang on, if they'd have went the court deal, they might have been involved in it years. There's going to be all kind of stuff that's going to deal with their bodies, that's going to deal with their minds, it's going to be drug out. I mean, it's going to be all kind of expenses. They probably wouldn't have got anything after everybody was finished with it. Okay? But God said, no, I got a better way. You just put my word to work. You listen to me, because in this situation, I'm not saying you can't ever do that. That's not what I'm saying. There are situations that I'm sure that God will have you do that. But you got to be led. You got to know, not because somebody else told you to do it, because you know that this is God's solution to your situation, and His glory will be revealed. And she said, they got, after everything was said and done, now this was a year later, and after everything was said and done, they got all 77,000 that they were believing for. They got it. I like those kind of results. That sounds pretty good to me. You know, so many times we hit a problem and we go to a friend or a family member, and we try to get that friend or family member to solve the problem for us. And, you know, we're leaning on that friend or family member. And God's saying, I don't want you to do that. Hang on. You know, well, I did it for them. It don't matter what you did for somebody else. God's saying, I want you getting your eyes on me. I want you seeking me. I don't want you looking to a relative. I don't want you looking to a rich uncle. I don't want you looking to a wealthy friend. I want you looking to me. And I'm able to take care of you better than anybody else. And you don't have to look to any person. A lot of times He'll bring it through a person. I understand this. Bring it through a corporation. Bring it however He brings it. But that's up to God. Otherwise, we'll be kind of manipulating and putting pressure on people. Thank you very much. That was your enthusiasm kind of went down a little bit, but that was so good. That was good preaching. That's how I know that. Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I'll answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. If you got a great problem, we got a great God with a great solution. Listen for the answer. Be still. Shut off the distractions so that you can hear. And the story in our life that really speaks to me, it won't be huge to some people, but it's huge to us. One of them that really speaks to me is a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, the Lord really told us, I don't want you to go in any more debt. I don't want you to, you know, a lot of times we take our credit card and we think that the credit card is an extension of your paycheck. It is not. Thank you very much. It got quiet in this house. That was really good preaching. But I'm telling you something He told me. Maybe He's not telling you. You can go, that's Charlie Brown's teacher right there. I hear nothing that He's saying. That's okay. I'm telling you what he dealt with us about, not going in further debt, not putting things on credit card. Don't do it. Don't use the extension of your paycheck. But anyway, so we had a car problem. I took the car and got it fixed, and I thought it was a little bitty thing. And I took it, and they gave me an estimate. And the guy just really shocked me. He said, $3,600. And I said, huh? $3,600? And I'm like, what are you going to do, rebuild the whole car? What are you going to do? This is not a new car. What are you doing to the car? And he said, oh, there's all kind of stuff wrong with the car. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. And I said, but see, now I'm speaking in line of what the revelation we got is, you ain't going in debt for this. You paying this, you know what I'm saying. So I don't know about you guys, but $3,600 is kind of like a larger amount of money that, you know what I'm saying? So you sure gonna pray about it. Okay, can I say it that way? So we were praying about it. I told him, I said, can you keep the car here for a day or two and just let us, you know, figure out this? And he said, sure. And I said, I'll call you. And so we were praying about it and praying about it. And we made up our minds, okay, in order to obey God, we said, you know, sometimes the Lord doesn't speak. I don't know if it's like this with y'all, but sometimes He doesn't speak in my little time frame. I got the little 24-hour, 48-hour time frame. I got the 2-minute time frame. I got the little short time frames, and He doesn't necessarily come in my time frame. You know, and so we were anticipating the Lord maybe not speaking in our time frame. And so I said, you know, they're not going to keep this car all this time. So I told her, I said, Here's the deal we're going to do. We're just going to take it to the house and park it if we hadn't heard something of what we're supposed to do. So the next day, we had prayed about it and prayed about it. The next day, we got up, and I had two impressions. And it sounds funny. These are little bitty impressions. God didn't speak to me through a burning bush. I had two little bitty impressions on the inside of me. Little bitty. I could overlook them. Those two impressions were, one, we're supposed to take it somewhere else. Okay? And the thing about the place we were supposed to take it, it was going to be really close to this place that we're at now. Okay, it was up in Auburn. I didn't know anything about Auburn. I didn't know anything about the surrounding area. I took it to the dealership. I had no idea of anything around it. But it kept coming to me, it's going to be really, really close to this place. I said, okay, I don't know of any place. I guess we're talking about it. I said, maybe we're supposed to ride around. And we're supposed to look. That looks like a car place right there. Let's see, they work on cars. I don't know. You know, that I had that impression. Then I had this other really stupid impression. The other stupid impression was, ask the guy behind the counter when you go to pick up the car where he'd take his. Now, here's my natural mind. My natural mind says, you a fool. This man works for this company. He's not by himself. There's several people there. And I'm going to ask him, where would you take your car? And it tilted my reasoning mind. I can't ask that man that. But I swear, I said, what have I got to lose? I walked and marched my little self in there. There's people all across this thing. I said, I come to get my car. Oh, by the way, where would you take your car? And he looked really puzzled, like, you didn't really ask me that stupid of a question. And then he said, I'd take it. And then it was like, so-and-so. I said, I'm not familiar with that place. He said, oh, it's within a quarter of a mile of where we're at. The second he said it's within a quarter of a mile where we're at, I said, yeah, give me the name. This is the place. I wrote it down. We left there. We went to the other place. They did the estimates free. Checked it out. We were shopping or whatever we had eaten, and we had left it with him. And anyway, the guy calls me from the new place, and he said, I got some really bad news for you. He said, here's what's wrong with it. And he's giving me the same list that the other people are giving me. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba. He said, it'll be right at $1,000. I paused. Now, I know. My lightning fast mind. $1,000? $3,600. $1,000? $3,600. And I believe God was telling me, $1,000. $1,000. That was it. You understand? I said, yeah, I believe that'll be good. That'll be good. They fixed it. It was perfect. We'd never had any problem. I mean, it was just a God thing. Completely a God thing. Let's see. $15,000 to get the water to the building. Instead of what they told us, $55,000. To get the water to the building. Seems like God just told us to stand and wait and confess. Excuse me? And that was $40,000 that God saved us. $40,000. And people say, I sure wish I could see God multiply some money now. I wish I could see Him multiply some of those loaves and fishes. That was $40,000 worth of loaves and fishes. That was $2,600 of loaves and fishes to us personally. You understand? I'm sorry, you would be shouting if it was you. You'd be going, woohoo! Oh, glory to God. Okay. Can I give you another one? Rick, my brother Rick, whose wife Helen is in the hospital right now, was telling me, I didn't know all this stuff, they sold their house, and now she's been in the hospital for a few days, a couple times, but they sold their house, there was another house they were going to buy, and everything fell through on that other house, it just didn't work. but they've sold their house. She's in and out of the hospital, and they've sold their house. They have to have somewhere. This is a problem. You got to have somewhere to go. You understand? Okay. And so he said he was opening up the computer or whatever, and a new house popped up, the first one on his screen. And my brother recognized that that was God. He said, this house popped up first thing on the screen, and it was exactly what they were wanting. And it had just been listed. It had just put in, and he said it popped up. He said, I wouldn't even get it off the page because I'm afraid I couldn't get it back to it to show to Helen, his wife. So he didn't. They went and saw it that day, put an offer on that house that day, was accepted that day. I mean, now that was a housing problem that God fixed. The other was a car problem that God fixed. The other one was a money problem that God fixed. God has a solution to whatever problem you or I go through. Pastor Sharon. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise God. God is good, isn't He? Amen. He always has the perfect solution. When we're trying to figure it out, He says, here I am. I've got the solution. It's right here. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I think because of the time, I'm just going to share one more testimony with you, and then I'll have whoever is closing out the service to come up. Wanted to share about when we decided to buy this building. We went to the bank and we started the process on buying the building, and so it came close to closing time, and the bank had told us that we wouldn't have to have any money at close. You know, so anyway, at the last minute, the bank just something came up, they changed their mind. They said, you've got to have $10,000 at closing. Well, we didn't have $10,000. We weren't expecting to have to do it. We weren't expecting to have any money there at closing, but they said $10,000. So we're like, you know, what are we going to do about this? You know, this is a problem. This is a situation. So a couple of days later, of course, the pastor and I are praying about it. Others are praying about it. And a few days later, we got a call from a person that said that they wanted to rent the back of our building, the warehouse part that we were not using at the time. And so they came and they met with us, and so they liked it and they wanted to rent it. And he said that he wanted to go ahead and pay up front in cash for the first year's rent. So he said, you know, y'all just discuss it, and then just let me know what that amount will be. And so we had a meeting, we talked about it, and we came up with an amount, and guess what that amount was? Yes, y'all are good. $10,000. So we met with him, we told him $10,000 for the first year's rent, and he agreed to it, gave us cash money, $10,000, exact amount that we needed to close on. That was God, wasn't it? God had the perfect solution. We couldn't have figured that out in a million years, amen. But God is a right on time God, isn't He, amen? So when we have a need, we need to go directly to God, amen? We need to go straight to Him because He has the perfect answer for every solution. Amen? And I want to end with the scripture that Pastor began with this morning. So in Mark chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, let me get there myself. It says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened to you. Amen? Amen. So when we go to him, we ask, amen, he says you will receive.
That's right.
Amen. So we want to seek him, we want to ask him, we want to go to him, we want to knock, amen, first. Not last, not second. You mean so many times when you come into a problem, you do everything else but go to God. And so many times our attitude is, has it come to that? We've got to go to God with this situation. No, God is just waiting for us. He's willing and he's ready and he is able, amen, and he already knows the solution. So we want to go to him first, amen, because he's a good God. Amen. We can trust him. He is a faithful God. He is on our side. He loves each and every one of us, amen. Hallelujah. So we want to put him first. We don't want to give him our situation. Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Glory to God.